Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back and reigning prognostication champion, Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, how are you, my friend?
Hi, Tony. I'm doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Doing okay.
We're fantastic. Now better back with you and having you back on the show. How's the summer been? How you doing, all right?
Summer has been fantastic, man. I'm actually in Las Vegas right now celebrating my best friend's birthday. So, I'm just having a great time. Just got done with my golf tournament, raised a lot of money for the kids going off to college. So everything is lovely.
So, Tony, since you've got a party going on there, we want to kind of get through, our five-star picks of the week with you. But before we do, I got to get who's challenging your Patriots this year in the AFC? Who when you look out there, you're a little worried about?
In the AFC?
Yeah, in the AFC.
The only team that we got a little concerned is, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, they got Mahomes. They got a ton load of great receivers. I like LeSean McCoy coming there for as a running back. So they're loaded right now, man. So I'm a little concerned about that, but. That's the only one. I'm not concerned about anybody else. The Miami Dolphins, the Buffalo Bills, New York Jets. I'm not really concerned about those guys. Just Kansas City Chiefs right now.
We're going to give you something to be concerned about come Sunday night. I promise you that. So we'll talk about that.
You notice I didn't say the
Pittsburgh. I know you didn't. That's why we're going to give you something to worry about come Sunday night. We'll talk about that in a minute. All right, let's get on with the five-star picks of the week, Tone. And, here we are, week one. Our first game is the one that we've got going on over all of our shoulders, I'm sure. We got the Packers and the Bears. These two teams opened the season against each other last year. Packers won by a point thanks to a 21-point fourth quarter. But who do you like tonight, Tony?
I got to go with Chicago, man. The defense is just too good. And they got a young quarterback that I think is going to come into his own this year. So I got to go with the Chicago Bears defense. Aaron Rodgers is nobody to play with, but I just don't think he's got enough weapons around him to win the game tonight. So I'm going with the Chicago Bears. We're going to go 27-21 Chicago.
Bob, what do you got?
I got it the other way around, Tony. I'm going to take the Packers 27-21. I think Rodgers gets off to a good start with LaFleur. I think Jones, the running back, can do okay. At the time, if you're going to get on the bandwagon and get wins in Green Bay, now is the time before it gets really cold. So, yeah, 27-20. I'm going to go with Green Bay tonight.
I'm going with Tony. I like the Bears. They won 9 of the last 10 games last year. They only allowed 58 points over their last 5 games, which included the first round of the playoffs when they lost to the Eagles on that field goal that doinked off the upright. They added Clinton Dix to the mix on defense. They added Cordarrelle Patterson on offense from Tony's Patriots from last year. No Randall Cobb, no Clay Matthews now for the Packers. Both of those guys are with new teams. They don't have a proven running back. I'm interested to see what Aaron Jones can do, but until he shows you, I'm sort of like the state of Missouri. You got to show me first, so. I'm going to go with the Bears, and Tony, I like them to win 24-21. Our second game, Tone, is the Falcons going to Minnesota to play the Vikings. This is a couple of teams that underachieved last season. Falcons were 7-9, but were 4-9 at one point. Then the Vikings were 8-7-1. I think we had higher expectations for both teams last year. Who do you like in this one?
Now, this is a tough one right here. Going to Minnesota. Minnesota's got a good defense. But, I like Atlanta. Atlanta's got a lot of offensive weapons. Is Julio Jones playing this? I don't know.
I think so. I haven't heard that he's not, but yeah, I think he is.
If Julio Jones is playing this week, I'm going with Atlanta to go up there and beat them in Minnesota. We're going to go 24 to 13 Atlanta.
All right. Bob, who do you like?
bucking heads with Tony already. I'm going to go with the Vikings at home. And
wow, two in a row.
You're right. They're kind of two teams that make you scratch your head at times, coming off a couple years of this. So, yeah, I just to get the season off, I'm going to say Minnesota gives the home fans something to chew on for a while. How about 30-24 Minnesota?
Wow, someone's going to be in a big hole, and it's either going to be you, Bob, or it's going to be me and Tony, because I'm with Tony again. I like the Falcons. I think they can score with anyone. They were 10th in points last year, 6th in yards gained. They've invested heavily in their offensive line. They added James Carpenter from the Jets and Jamin Brown from the Giants. They've invested two first-round picks, you know, from this year's draft. One was a guard, one was a tackle. Their top pick, Chris Lindstrom from Boston College. He's going to be starting at right guard. Their problems have been on defense, but they went out and they added Adrian Claiborne from Tony's Patriots, and they added Tyler Davison from the Saints. So, you know, don't sleep on the Falcons this season. I think they're going to be a lot better than what they thought. And if they are, we're going to take full credit for it because I spent some time with their CEO, Steve Cannon, and was down there on the practice field. So we'll say it's the TNT good luck charm that turned them around, but I'm going to take the Falcons. I like them 30-24. Third game, Tony, is the Giants at the Cowboys. And now that Zeke is back in and he got his money, are the Cowboys the team to beat in this one, or can the Giants spoil the day? Who do you like, Tony?
You know what? The Giants, you know, I don't know what they're going to do. Is Eli going to play? Is Jones going to play? I like Ezekiel, he's the best running back. Well, I take that back. He's the second best running back in the league. Mike Barkley's number one. But with the offense that they have and the defense that they have, I gotta go with the Cowboys. They're playing at home, right? Aren't the Cowboys playing at home?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's in Dallas.
I can't see the Giants coming down there and beating the Cowboys at home first game. The guys are gonna be excited about Ezekiel coming back. And I see Elliott running for over 100 yards this game. So we're going to go with the Tony Collins blowout, 35-10.
Wow. The Tony Collins blowout specials. Getting it started early. Very nice. 35-10. Bob, are you with Tony on this one, or are you still going the opposite?
No, I'm with Tony on this one. I think the Cowboys at home, you know, their defense, one guy told me today they're, seems like they're developing another doomsday defense. They're trying to duplicate that one of a long time ago. But, the Giants, we like them to be improved, and we like them going into the season pretty much, Chris. But I think Dallas at home, now with the Elliott thing behind them, they're going to probably, I'm going to say 31-20.
All right, and I'm very close, kind of splitting the difference between both of you guys. I like the Cowboys. Jason Witten back. We'll see if he's got one more season left in the tank. Randall Cobb from the Packers is now the wide receiver, too, opposite Amari Cooper. I like the Giants' addition at safety with Jabril Peppers. We talked about that a little bit, Bob, at the top. And they got him in the OBJ trade, and then Antoine Bethea over from the Cardinals. So I think the defense is going to be better. And we, are, like you said, Tony, Saquon's a beast. But I just don't think they have enough other talent. There's not a lot of talent at wide receiver that's going to open up the lanes for Barkley. So I'm with you guys. I'm taking the Cowboys 28-17. Our fourth game is the early Monday night game with the Houston Texans going to the New Orleans Saints. Tony, with Jadeveon Clowney gone from the Texans defense, and we'll have to see what J.J. Watt still has left in the tank after being battered and bruised over the last few years. Is this a big shootout? And if it is, who do you like better, the Texans offense or the Saints offense?
I love the Saints offense right now, you know, because, you know, they should have been in the Super Bowl last year. Those guys are hungry. They're starving for redemption right now. But I just can't see Houston coming down in New Orleans right now with Drew Brees and the receivers that they have, the running backs that they have. You know, it's not going to be close. It's not going to be a blowout, but it's not going to be close. We're going to go 35-21, New Orleans.
Okay. Bob, who do you like?
Yeah, Tony's got that score probably pretty much where I had it. And I think the Saints in that building, there's no way Houston can hang with them. I think Houston might score a few times, Chris, but Drew Brees going into a season with all these expectations. They're going to get it off to a heavy start, too. I'm going to say they win 42-28. Big, high scoring.
Wow, 42-28. All right. And I'm with you, Bob. I think this is going to be a big shootout. You know, the Texans with Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller, Duke Johnson now there at running back, and you sort of kind of pair that against, you know, the Saints and the high-powered offense they have with Brees and Michael Thomas, Ted Ginn, Alvin Kamara now going to be the workhorse there at running back, and Jared Cook at tight end. I think it's going to be a huge, a lot of scoring. And when you look at things that are pretty close and offensive firepower, you always go with the team that's home. So, and we both like the Saints getting to the Super Bowl. So I don't think that they start the season 0-1. I'm taking them as well, 38-35. All right, our last game, Tony. The Steelers going to Foxborough to ruin your boys' home opener and put a big downer on that banner celebration that they're trying to do and rub it in our noses. How badly are my Steelers going to go to Foxborough and beat your Patriots?
You know I love you, Chris, right? You know you're my man, right? But there's no way that the Steelers are going to come in New England and beat New England in New England. That's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. We just have too much firepower right now. Even with Gronk gone, we still have firepower. Because I think our defense is going to be better than we were last year. And so,
New England, I got another blowout, Chris. I got another blowout. 42-10. New England, I'm working.
What? 42 to, your signal's breaking up, Tone. Cause I almost thought I heard you say that it was gonna be a blowout. 42-10. There's gotta be something wrong with the connection. Either that or you've been hanging out with Antonio Brown and the two of you need to get CTE tested right now.
Oh my God.
Wow. Bob, tell him how crazy he is.
Well, Chris, I've had just too many experiences of knowing how New England plays at these night games, how these fans are crazy and the electricity in the building. And you know, Chris, that I do like the Steelers. I like their roster. I like everything about them. I just think somehow New England, it's going to be a close game, I think. I think New England's just going to squeak by. They're going to be a little rusty without Gronk and everything, but I think it's going to be a 30-24 game. New England gets by this game.
Oh my goodness. Look, guys, I like the Steelers, obviously, and I think, you know, they're going to be better. And Bobby, you and I talked about this a little while ago, you know, addition by subtraction, getting Antonio Brown the heck out of there. And what an idiot that guy has turned out to be. Plus Le'Veon Bell, those distractions are gone. You got Juju, who's a good guy. I like Dante Moncrief at wide receiver. I like James Washington to come on, James Conner, and we saw what he and Jalen Samuels have at running back. They didn't miss a beat with Le'Veon being gone last year. And, you know, boy, and here's a tell that I think is going to happen this year. I think Ben, you know, people have been down on Ben a little bit for the number of interceptions over the last several years, 16 last year. I think those are going to be way down because I believe that he is forcing the ball to AB a lot last year to kind of keep him from whining and crying and throwing a tantrum on the sidelines. He was forcing the ball to him. Now he's not going to have to worry about that. And then I like the speed upgrades we got at defense with our linebackers and Mark Barron coming over. I like Devin Bush. I think he's going to be a huge upgrade. Steven Nelson coming over from the Chiefs at defensive back. So I say my boys beat your boys, Tony, and set the season off right. We win that game 30-24.
Wow.
Tony.
Wow. Wow.
You watch. You watch, my friend. 42-10.
Okay.
Indeed. Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the good things that you do to help kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.com. Check us out. We're on the website, TonyCollinsFoundation.com. Thanks very much.
All right, Tony. Take care, my friend. We'll catch up next
Safe
week.
Travels. Take care, Tony.
All right.
That is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Paul Alexander, who's going to certainly talk a whole lot more sense than Tony Collins just did. He'll join us right on the other side of this real quick station break.